Utica area Democratic Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi, who is also running for Congress this year, is calling on the U.S. Senate to stop a potential cut to the Department of Defense that could affect civilian jobs in Rome. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, a 25% cut to civilian resources was included in the House's version of the National Defense Authorization Act that passed last week.
There are 960 employees at Rome Defense Finance and Accounting Services, which pays the Army's bills. Ed Abinader, the president of the union representing those employees, says cuts could mean losing jobs.
It's a great job for the area, and it's certainly an economic boom to Rome. So I think we want to make sure always to be diligent in making sure stuff like this doesn't happen, and we certainly need political support.
That's why Mohawk Valley Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney says she co-sponsored an amendment in the defense bill that says it is not Congress's intent to cut jobs from Defense Finance and Accounting Services. Her office says the aim is to cut waste and duplicative programs. But Brindisi, who is challenging Tenney, says he would have tried to eliminate any cuts.
These kinds of things are like a cancer. If you don't catch them when they're small, they'll grow, and then you can't stop them. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to use our voice to speak out against these potential cuts here in Rome, because we don't want to lose one job at this place, as it's going to hurt our whole economy here in the central New York region.
The Senate still has to pass its own version of a defense bill. Senator Charles Schumer says he will fight to block the provision that puts jobs at risk. In Rome, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.